Well, the complete works, we're, I suppose, about halfway through in editorial terms. So there's going to be 27 volumes altogether, including all of Sankaracharya's published and previously unpublished work. So all the planning is done. We're just going through the process of doing the editorial work, which involves, well, more than I had realised at first. In particular, endnotes. It seemed really important to try to show the origins of the work in the Buddhist tradition where we could, and just to make the notes as helpful as possible so that anybody who wants to look things up, not necessarily from a scholarly point of view, but just to kind of follow an interest, will be able to do that. Up to this point, Kalyana Prabha and I have been the joint series editors. She's withdrawn from that, mostly to do with her eyesight, so I'm sort of keeping it going. So we have a little complete works team, and we're working very closely with Windhorse Publications, and their staff are giving a lot of time to this, I think much more than they bargained for, really. It's so substantial. But as well, we have Shantavira, who's copy editing. He has been working on copy editing Bandhi's work since the 1980s, I think. So he knows exactly what the work is and what he's doing. And then, well, there's various other folk involved. Ruth Rudd over in Norwich, who's about to go off to be ordained this year, but she does the typesetting. Then we've had various people doing proofreading. Helen Lewis, who works at Windhorse now, but also Kalyana Shree, who's an old colleague of mine back in the day when we produced Mitratar in Norwich in the 1980s. And then we've got Sachi Leela, who's doing the indexing. So this is really delightful too, because she has such an enthusiasm and a grounding in Sankaracharya's work that she kind of knows how to shape it and how to... Actually, producing an index is a bit more creative than you might think. You know, you have to try and imagine who will want to know what and how to organise it and so on. So she does all of that. So yes, there's all of us with all kinds of other people, you know, people who write forewords, you know, people who help us with checking things, and, you know, lots of effort on lots of people's parts, really. Another thing is that Bante requested several people to be his literary executors. So, you know, a literary executor has responsibility for various things about somebody's writing after they've died. But Bante specified quite particularly in his will that one of the things he wanted his literary executors to do is to bring out his complete works. So we've been meeting as a group for some years already, but obviously now Bante's died, we kind of come into our responsibility. So there's Subhuti and Nagabodhi and myself and Kalyana Prabha and Sagara Ghosha. So there's a group of five of us, and you know, we'll appoint more people over time as needed. We have a very clear instruction, if you like, from Bante, or a recommendation. And because we're a group and with quite a lot of experience of Bante's work one way or another, that's also a resource we have. We can talk amongst ourselves if there's anything that we're unsure of, large or small, in the work. And also I should mention that we have a lot of support from the scholars in our order. Divan in particular, who's a Pali scholar, has been very, very helpful. And also, well, for example, Basantra, from his great experience of Tibetan Buddhism, helped with the Milarepa work. So I think we're kind of covered from lots of different directions. You know, those of us who are actually doing the work will have our moments when we're just making a decision about something. But if it's something that we're not sure about for some reason, then we've got a kind of pool of people to sort of talk to about it.
So the next four volumes that are coming out are, I think you mentioned there's one on the arts.
That's right. Well, there are going to be two volumes on the arts, and this one is Bante's poetry and short stories. Plus, over time, he's given talks on his poems, doing his own kind of analysis of poems he's written. All of that's going to be in there. Volume 14 is going to be The Eternal Legacy and Wisdom Beyond Words, and also a new thing, which is a commentary on the Udana in the Pali Canon, based on a seminar given in 1975. I don't know whether I will call it this, but notionally we're calling it Buddhism Before Buddhism. It's a lovely look back at, in a way, the very earliest part of the Pali Canon. But what interests me is that the seminar was given in the very early days of this Buddhist movement, and you can almost feel a sort of sense of the new and freshness of things, the kind of essence of the tradition, if you like, which Bante is trying to convey. It's a lovely piece, and it goes very well with The Eternal Legacy, if anybody doesn't know that. It's an account of the Buddhist literary literary tradition. I must admit, despite all these years, I don't think I've ever really closely read it from start to finish before, but it's a very lovely summary of where the Buddhist tradition comes from. And then, of course, Wisdom Beyond Words, well, there's a lot of metaphorical play there between what you can do with words and what you can't, but that seems to sit very, very well with those two other pieces. So that's another thing. And then Kalyana Prabha is, as a sort of guest editor, editing the last of the sequence of Bhante's memoirs, Moving Against the Stream. So those are the ones we've got on the go at the moment, editorially speaking.
There's so much out there of Bhante's already, because right from the start, everything was recorded, the tapes, things being printed. So how is it that there's some things that are new?
Well, I mean, in a way, I'm saying new, but in the case of the Udana, for example, well, it was a seminar that was transcribed and it's available in printed form, and actually also on Free Buddhist Audio. So if you can wade through it page by page, then it's all there. And in a way, that's important too, because that gives us the, if you like, the core text. But a little bit like with the two Milarepa volumes that we brought out last year, there's something in particular about bringing the material together and editing it and kind of imagining it into a book form. But anyway, that's the new thing. But I think it does allow for a fresh approach, because one of the things, in a way, it's really a shame. I mean, there are dozens of seminars. There are commentaries on absolutely great spectrum of Buddhist teachings, and we can't put them all into the complete works, which is really too bad, but I think it would be at least twice as long. But, you know, one of our aims is to at least bring some things more into that domain. And I know Bhante was very pleased, as we talked, my last few conversations with him were about all the Udana and about his poetry. And I think that's one of the things about the project that surprised me, actually. I mean, I'm like a lot of people who've been around for a long time. I've got all the books on my shelf, so I perhaps would never have quite thought, you know, so why do we need them recast? But there's something about coming at it all fresh and trying to see the patterns in it and bring it together in its different baskets, so to speak, its different, you know, the different areas that he that his writings cover, and looking at them all afresh, and sort of, you know, if there anything needs correcting, we can do that. Just all sorts of things where, in the course of a talk, Bhante might have said, well, as the Buddha said, such and such. Well, and you might think, well, where did the Buddha say that? And so to look into all of that and find exactly where. Well, it's satisfying. I think the complete works is giving us something that really we have never had before, which is the whole body of work put together. And it's going to have a concordance, we're calling it, at the end, which will be a way you can look up anything throughout the whole series. Quite often I get emails from people saying, can you think where Bhante said this or where he talked about that? And the idea is that this concordance will answer all that sort of question. A little bit like a super index, but more than that, because it will have lots of quotes from the work, so you can track down exactly what you're looking for, hopefully. I've just been doing some on it just recently, actually. I've so far added, I think, three volumes to my file. But it is immense. It is an immense amount of work, but it's also, well, pleasing, because I feel like I'm getting further inside the work than I ever have before, and that's on the basis of editing with Bhante for more than 30 years anyway. So to kind of find a fresh perspective on it is quite amazing. Concordance is just kind of my word for it, if you like. A concordance will often, the work of a poet who's written a lot will have a concordance, you know, Tennyson or Emily Dickinson or something, where you can look up a word and see the context in which they used it. So in a way, that relates to how the concordance will work for the complete works, because you could look up, well, anything, you know, faith or ethics or something like that, and it will give you a whole range of different things that Bhante said about it in different contexts, then, you know, with their references, so you can look them up. The whole idea is that it will be a sort of like a treasure trove, but you either look specifically for something you're looking for, or maybe look at a particular concept or something and just see the different angles on it that you can find in the complete works. The idea is that it shouldn't be scholarly and off-putting, actually the opposite, that it'll be very friendly and encouraging. And the end notes are being written in that same spirit too. The whole aim is to make it very easy to follow up your interests. One of the things that I do take from Andy's work myself is he's saying that, well, it all starts from interest. You have to work out, you know, what is it that really gets your attention, that interests you. You can follow that then, you've got a way in, but it's governed by your own heart response rather than as anything more cerebral.
One of the things I was struck by when I was reading the introductions, how will it be now when Bante's not around to run things by? Do you see that being a problem?
Yes and no. I mean, it's certainly, it's a great sadness. I mean, really luckily, we were able to talk through with him, you know, the plan for the whole sequence, you know, in all sorts of ways. He was very involved in that stage of it, and that's really been a fortunate thing, and that he was able to see the volumes he did see. But yes, lots of times recently I thought, oh goodness, I wish I'd asked that question. But I also felt that he was very generous in his trust of us. A lot of us who are working on the project have worked with him over a very long time. Well, our best plan is to trust ourselves, if you like, and to confer with each other and with other people if there's anything that we're not sure of. But one of the things I should say is that although I'm speaking of being an editor of the complete works, this doesn't mean that we're at this point picking and choosing what to put in. Things that have been published before are being presented as they were published before. It's not editing in the sense of working out Bante's greatest hits. Mm. In fact, one of the virtues of the whole sequence, I suppose, will be that we will get everything. So whether one's taking an appreciative or a critical perspective, or, you know, looking for some quite detailed aspect of things, or a broad brush approach to something, all of it will be there. Sometimes the range of his approaches to something. He wrote and taught in, you might say, a whole number of genres. Well, it's important to know that. Can have a very scholarly or intellectual approach to something, or a very kind of heartfelt and imaginative approach to it, or just very practical. One of the things I thought about Bante as a teacher was that more or less everything he did, I suppose understandably, was in response to the context. So the things he wrote and said in the 50s in India were in a very different context from, you know, sitting around with a bunch of people doing a seminar in the 70s, or I'm transcribing a talk from 2001 today, and again, you feel you're in a very different part of the forest, yet it's all the same forest. It all hangs together as a body of work. Well, we were lucky. We had the opportunity to talk with Bante a lot about the project, and to put forward our plan for it, which we spent a long time working out, you know, how to organise it all. And, well, as he said to us, well, it's a shame we didn't start this 20 years ago. And I think he would have loved to have been much more actively involved, actually. He, at heart, he's very much a book person and just delighted in that whole process. But essentially, I suppose the relationship was that he was very interested to be involved in what we were doing, but tended to kind of back it up, basically. I don't remember him ever saying, oh, no, you mustn't do it that way. It was more, though, it was lovely to have him as a reference point. I think it made a lot of difference to the project. I mean, I feel the loss all the time, not being able to just check this or that detail, partly because he still had a very good memory for everything. But I think we've got enough to go on, and there's enough of a kind of collective body of knowledge. I was at Adistana the other day and looking in the archives with Mahamati and Paramartha for something that I was trying to track down, and they were both really helpful. So, you know, there's a lot of people to kind of help with things, so it's the best we can do.
You did mention that despite the fact you've been involved with Bante's work for so many years, you still have been discovering new things.
The volume of poetry, obviously Bante's complete poems have been published before, although we're adding in the ones he's written since that volume came out, but it's going to be poetry and short stories. So I don't know how many people know that Bante was a writer of short stories, but I did know. I picked up a couple of them that had been published in India a while back, so I had those two, but there were two or three others that I'd never seen before. Well, it's just a whole new perspective on him, if you like. My ambition for the project is that it should be as absolutely friendly as possible. You know, I'm really conscious, especially for people who are kind of newer to Sangharakshita's work, that there seems like such a lot of it. You know, how can you possibly find your way around? So the job of the complete works is to really as much as possible, make it all as approachable as possible, as kind of well connected as possible, so that it can be really a resource. It's hard to really get the idea because they're coming out a few at a time and in rather confusing sequences, I expect. I think we decided that the best thing to do would be to bring out one from this part and one from that part and one from the other part. So you've just had a range of publications each year. Mm. But, I mean, ideally, we would have kept beavering away until it was all ready and then brought it all out as one sort of great publication all at the same time. And then it would have been easier to see how it works. You know, in a few years' time when we've finished, I hope it will really be clear.
If you had to sum up the significance of the Complete Works project, what would you say it is?
I think it's so that it's straightforward and easy for us to see the whole plethora of Bantu's work in a way that gives the opportunity for people to take it further, use it themselves, take issue with it if they want to, but sort of so that we know what we're talking about. That's it, really. The idea is for it to really be a resource. I mean, one of the things I like doing is on an afternoon off is listening to free Buddhist audio talks. They're so inspiring. And what inspires me often is how someone has taken something so much further that you can perhaps find a clue to it or a little bit of it in Bantu's work, but then maybe this person, following their own interest, has developed a whole new way of thinking about it. So it's a kind of lineage, I suppose, developing. And I love how they may bring in a quotation from this or that work by Sangharakshita, so you can see, well, that's sort of where it's come from. And I suppose it's for those of us now and also people in the future to have the resource of the Complete Works there to underpin things. I don't think the idea is to present something as, so this is it, this is sort of like Holy Writ. I mean, Bantu would hate that. It's more, this is what he said, as best as we can present it through the medium of everything from ancient tape recorders through to people transcribing over all these years and editing and so on and so forth. Well, this is what we've ended up with as a kind of Complete Works. I should say, I'm very conscious that we're doing this work at this particular point in time. And, you know, we're doing our absolute best with what the resources we have and what we know or can pull together. But, you know, it won't be a perfect or a finished job. I sometimes have thought that Complete Works is, in a way, it's a good description, but it's a bit of a kind of perfectionist one as well, because they probably won't be quite complete in various ways. I suppose their completion is an ongoing thing because they completely depend on people's response to them, if you see what I mean. They're only a starting point.
What's been your favourite volume to work on?
Well, I have got a special love of the Mahayana Sutras, so volume 16 I enjoyed very much. That's got them in it. Actually, I'm enjoying the poems. Well, I mean, all of them. I suppose this is, you know, I feel lucky to be doing this because there's just so much there to love and appreciate. Some of the volumes that I didn't know so much about, like volume 13, which, well, it's very interesting. It goes from Tibetan Buddhism and Zen at one end to from Genesis to the Diamond Sutra at the other end. So there's quite a range of work just in that one volume. Oh, and I did enjoy the Milarepa volumes too. I love the story of Milarepa and Rachumpa, and in those volumes we've had the opportunity to see the unfolding story of Milarepa and his rather recalcitrant but lovable disciple Rachumpa.
So are there plans for this work to be translated?
Yes, well, there aren't specific plans, but we are in contact with the Tri Ratna Translators Group, which already works on translating Bantu into a number of languages. So I'm sure over time the Complete Works will be available in other languages too. And I should also mention that they are available in electronic form as well. So it's not just that great shelf or two shelves of tomes that they'll be in your centre library or on your shelves at home. You can have the whole lot on your iPad if you want.
So if people wanted to help out, for example, there is scope, you were saying, for them to volunteer.
There's quite a lot that still needs typing. It hasn't been digitised before. There are some things that even need transcribing. And in fact, what would be quite helpful would be to know about folk who could do things at fairly short notice too. I mean, for instance, on the anybody who lives within shouting distance of Adistana, you know, helping with research in the library and checking texts and so on, tracking material down, because the thing about including everything that Vant has written or trying to is there's not really a comprehensive list of what that is, so occasionally one has to go hunting in his old the periodicals that he wrote articles for in India, that sort of thing. You know, the scope for quite a lot of help and assistance if people are willing, as well as I'm just very appreciative of all the help people are giving in terms of, you know, financial help to the project and subscribing to it. You know, that's also so helpful, because, well, Windhorse Publications, you know, they've just done such a fantastic job, and it's such a big project. They're a small company. You know, it's pretty overwhelming to have these sort of enormous volumes to also deal with. You know, the finances that are being raised, that's helping them to make it feasible, really. Well, subscribing too, it's well, it really helps in a practical way, but also in a more encouraging way as well. This kind of literary work, everybody's rather squirreled away in their own cubbyhole somewhere doing bits, and every now and again we surface, but one doesn't hear. It's a phrase of Longchenpa, something like the forest from which no answer comes back. And you can feel a little bit like that sometimes, you know. You don't necessarily hear very much from when the work goes out into the world. It doesn't write back sometimes. Knowing that people are enthusiastic for the project is very encouraging.
Just Sadhu, for all your work. I think it's such a fantastic resource. Just listening to you makes me feel excited about it, actually.
Well, that's good to know. But, you know, and if anybody does have any thoughts or any questions they have or anything, then, you know, do get in touch. That would be excellent.
Well, thank you very much, Vidya Devi.